I'm Dan Klefstad. It's been more than a year since Illinois legalized growing and processing hemp. Farmers across the state tried their hand at the crop, but many have questions and concerns. Sam Dunklaw reports the state's agriculture department is planning to address those.
The department is hosting a hemp summit in Springfield, aimed at bringing together farmers, processing companies, and others to share tips and tricks about the plant. Hemp, unlike its THC-rich cousin marijuana, can be used in thousands of products, from clothing to concrete. Jeff Cox specializes in hemp and medical cannabis regulation at Illinois' Ag Department. He says this year's growing season was more difficult than most.
But we had some very successful hemp farmers, and we had some that weren't so successful. We want to get all these folks in the same room and allow them to talk and figure out what worked and what didn't work.
Presentations will focus on farming techniques and hemp processing, even the market outlook of the hemp industry. Cox says hemp is expected to be a multi-billion dollar crop within the next several years. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
The Illinois minimum wage will increase to $9.25 per hour starting in January. It's the first of several yearly hikes that will lead to a $15 per hour wage in 2025. Republican State Senator Dave Severson worries a statewide hike could hurt small businesses and nonprofits.
We need to understand that one size can't fit all. You can't have, in a state as diverse as Illinois, a $15 minimum wage. Even states like California and New York that have $15, they adjust it by regions.
Democrat Steve Stottleman counters the law provides a tax credit for businesses with fewer than 50 full-time employees. He says this will help those firms adjust to the increase. Officials at Southern Illinois University Carbondale say they're already seeing an increase in applications for the next school year. The Southern Illinoisan reports the school received 27% more freshman applicants than during this time last year. More than 2,600 students have been admitted, which is an increase of 21% over the same time last year. School officials credit fresh recruitment efforts, including the addition of a recruiter in St. Louis and new campus visit programs. Interim Provost Mira Komaraju says it's too soon to say if the applicants will mean a bigger incoming class in the fall. And the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum is opening its vault to display rare Civil War relics. The Springfield Museum is holding a free presentation Thursday. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Some Illinois residents in the Metro East, in Madison and Bond counties, who are trying to navigate family court without an attorney, are getting some extra help. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Littman has more on a new state-funded mediation pilot program.
Third Circuit Chief Judge William Mudge says over the last year, court officials noticed an uptick in the number of people coming to family court who didn't have a lawyer. Many times, the two sides knew what they wanted to do, but didn't know how to make it legally binding. Mudge says the pilot program will provide trained mediators to help those people take the last steps.
We think that it'll reduce the congestion there and weed out those cases that can be resolved quickly so the judges can focus on the more complicated cases.
The $5,000 grant covers about 50 hours of mediation. Mudge says he hopes to be able to find the money to make it permanent. I'm Rachel Lippman.
The Illinois Department of Public Health says it's still not too late to get a flu shot. Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says flu activity is on the rise, so it's important to get a shot sooner rather than later.
It's picking up. We definitely are getting activity throughout the state. This is typically not the peak quite yet, so still too early to see what the entire flu season is going to have in store for us.
It takes a few weeks for the vaccine to be fully effective. Ngozi says it's also important to stay home if you do get sick. And as always, wash your hands often and cover your coughs and sneezes when you have them. I'm Jennifer Fuller.